Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Welcome to the audio update for March 24th. This is Terry Laundrie. We're going to be discussing the four charts, which are shown below. You can drag the images to the desktop and print them out if you like. You can click on the images and you can see a larger one on the screen. Important thing this week was to see the S&P breakdown below the 55-day moving average, which is in the first chart. The short-term moving average is at was at the 1194 area, 1190-ish area, and it started to break down 4 days ago, and that generally meant that the market was headed down to the 39-week moving average, which is in the second chart. I did have a question relative to whether the green line is the same thing as the 39-week moving average. The answer is it isn't, but when they get there, they turn out to be about the same. If you look at the second chart, you can see that the market is coming down to the solid black line, which is where bull market corrections generally find their lows, although they go a little bit lower sometimes, if you look back through the history. And sometimes they don't quite get to it, sometimes they go a little bit below it. But the support level that we'd be looking for is 1153, which is not really that far away from where we are. And if the bull market is intact, then we think that we're going to find support there and then work higher. I did draw in the big dumb T in the second chart, which is basically a simple price T, which says that the market rise coming out of the last low in early 03 should last about as long as the decline in the S&P from the peak in the early, which was about exactly 5 years ago, to give the equal time symmetry. Big T's are generally more reliable than the short range T's because they have more to work with. And so that's an argument for a continuation of an uptrend. Beyond that, there's going to be that T is going to have some more corrections that will be probably a little bit messier than what we're seeing now. But otherwise, the nature of the market with the high PE ratios and so forth is that it's probably just crawling up this erratic uptrend. And so you have to kind of look at the stock market groups for good places to go. I would say that when you get down to the support levels, you do have to look at that green line, which I have in the short range T, which is the declining tops pattern, and see if the short-term volume oscillator wants to make a pattern with the rising bottoms that's going to cut it, and if so, that can kick off the new uptrend, and you're better off to see that in the short range charts. My next chart is the exchange-traded natural resource fund, IGE, which was mentioned in one of the comments, so I drew out a chart for it. And you see that the only problem I have with this one here is you see that where I have identified in the third chart the scary drop. The problem with some natural resources funds is they own oil and oil exploration and other companies, which are a narrow definition of the natural resource fund. Drops like this one here are not generally seen in the fund that I had noted in the natural resource fund in the earlier comments. And the question is, you want to try to get a more steady performance, or do you want to try to go for something that goes down a lot but then makes up for it by coming back a lot? That's a matter of preference, but there is a difference between a managed fund and an index fund such as this one, and you should be aware of the different characteristics and you can study that by looking at 5 and 10 year histories online. The fourth chart that I have is one that's which needs to be expanded, but it's the Diversified Commodity Index, which is a basket of funds set up by the Commodities Research Bureau, the CRB. An important thing to notice there is that the from 1980 to the year 2000, this has made a long descending tops pattern, and it's now breaking to the upside. That is the basis for the big T. It's the same as for gold, and it's same for probably the same for oil as well. However, the Diversified Commodity Index is another way to play the natural resource arguments that Hubbert has explained in his online writings, and it does provide you with another way to get into a mutual fund area. And in fact, the fund that I had selected there is pretty much half in the in the energy related and half in the commodities related. That's why it has a better a series of chart patterns. Now, looking ahead, this coming week I have to write up reports. So what I'm planning to do is to just cover the short-term picture to see that we're finding some kind of a bottom and study that next week. And then I'm going to start answering the comments that have been placed online. And I'll print them all out and I'll just go through a quick summary of what I think would be a nice short answer to get cover all of those comments. That's it for this week. I think we're getting near a low, but we have further time to wait before the patterns straighten out. And we'll be back here at the same time next week. Thank you.